everybody. Welcome to Channel 9. So the world, and by the world, I mean the worldwide internet, is all abuzz about the new updates and the new look to your very friendly search engine, Bing. And so today what we've done for you is I've brought together Nathan Bougia and Robert Dietz, who is the program manager and design manager from Bing, to sort of give you an overview of the updates and then answer some hard-hitting questions that people are posting to blogs and websites saying, why did this change happen and why did you do this and I hate this? And these guys are going to respond, right?
That's right.
No holds barred. So first, let's sort of give an overview for people who are just now logging on to Bing for the first time in weeks and they're like, whoa, this is different. What are they seeing?
So from a So what we did with the SERP is we took a step back, or the SERP, that's the search engine results page. That's kind of
that.
The page
I love that.
That
getting all techie on me.
Yeah, well, that's what we do. So we tried to take a step back. We've tried a lot of different things on the SERP over the past couple of years, and we wanted to take a fresh look at what's been working, what hasn't been working, and really lay a new foundation for where we want to go over the next couple of years.
Okay.
And that's what you're seeing here is there's a lot that's changed, and I think more or not, what's changed is things have been taken away, which is a pretty rare thing, I think, for a product team to go and do. But we've spent a lot of time trying to figure out what to keep and what to remove. And then you're starting to also see some of the things that we're adding in, like the sidebar.
So what did you take away?
Well, you can cover that. I looked at the strip. The way I looked at it was everything had to earn its place back on the page. Yeah.
Okay,
so in
I like
some
that.
Respects, when I first came on, so I came on about 6 months ago, right at the very beginning, I don't have the in-depth knowledge. So that actually was helpful because none of these things really mattered as much to me than the people who built
fresh
them.
Fresh set of eyes.
Completely.
This is what we really need.
Yeah, and basically what we wanted to do is look at what people needed from a contextual standpoint. Instead of having a lot of things that were up there all the time that somebody might only use a fraction of a percent of a time from the time they come and visit, we wanted the things, if it was going to be there all the time, it had to have a lot more activity and usefulness.
Mm-hmm.
And then the things that do bubble up usually are only bubbling up because they're very specific and contextual to that query that you ran.
Understood.
So
okay,
why don't
so,
you talk
yeah.
about the things we removed?
Okay.
Because I know
we
removed a lot of things in the header, the sidebar. Go ahead.
Yeah, pretty.
Details.
Go
details.
Do a list. I want the list. Yes. So we removed 432 scenarios for it. We basically had pulled together a list of all of the things on the page and started from the bottom in terms of the ones that were getting the least level of engagement. And we just reevaluated which ones we needed and which ones we didn't. So one of the big things we removed are a lot of answer scenarios. I think we have about 340 today, and we removed about 60 different answer scenarios. So those are things when you type in like weather Seattle, and you get the weather at the top of the page, not that one specifically, but ones like that, ones that weren't getting used very much.
Okay.
And then we pulled out a lot of things where...
So that's something behind the scenes, right?
Yes.
Like we won't, just upon first look, you wouldn't notice that change.
No.
That's something you did behind the scenes.
That's exactly
right. But visually,
it
looks quite different.
Yes.
So what are some of the changes there?
So even pulling Chrome out, there are no gradients any longer to support any of the outer Chrome. We removed quite a bit of the number of links. I think when I went back and counted after, you know, post-design, I think we'd removed about 25% of the overall links basically every grouping.
Mm-hmm.
And we also removed, I think, about 25% of the groupings. I call any grouping a container of information, like the header up top would be one grouping.
Okay.
And currently we have 6 links up there. I think we had 9 prior.
Mm-hmm.
So even removing those 3 links, we had a couple of groupings, I think 3 to 4 groupings off the left of related searches, search history, suggested topics and things like that. And so we removed those sorts of things and condensed those.
Okay.
So anytime we could look at something and then deprecate it because its use wasn't high, we basically pulled it off.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then you've added some things. It's sort of a three-column appearance now. Do you want to talk about the 3 different columns?
Sure.
Is the column the right word?
Yeah, well, a 3-column approach is fine. We got rid of we call them rails, actually.
Okay.
The left rail was where we had a lot of the non-contextual information. We did pop some contextual information in there occasionally. And then the middle, which is now our left, which is the hero stuff. That's the algos. That's what people are coming for.
Mm-hmm.
And so from a scan patterning point of view, we wanted a really, really crisp line that take you right from the query all the way down the page. And that's why you don't see anything in the left rail anymore. Before, we had 2 left alignments. We had one with the logo, with the header, with the left column, and then we had another one with the middle column, which was the algos. So that's now our primary column. Our second column is now our contextual information, our snapshot view. That's where we'll put our map information and anything that we aggregate from Bing that we believe will help you with your query. And then the third column is the probably the one that got the most buzz, which is the social column, where we're integrating Facebook information.
Yeah, that's really cool. I've talked about this on some other interviews I've done. So let's sort of explain to people who are unfamiliar with what the social column is.
So for social, basically, we know billions and billions of questions get asked on social networks, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or Quora, whatever these things may be. And in this case, what we wanted was we wanted the ability for these questions to transfer easily into the SERP or into the search engine and out back into the social network. And so what we've really done is created a portal for those questions to come in and out. So as you're doing a search to support one of your friends when they ask you about something, if you go to one of the search engines and select it, you're in Bing and you put in your query, you can easily now take that result that you have that you want to share with your friend, you just click on it, move it over, post it to Facebook, and it appears in their Facebook feed as one of the links that
go. So like previously what I was doing is I would do a query in Bing for hotels in Disneyland, and then post to Facebook as well, hey guys, does anyone know any good hotels in Disneyland? And now it's sort of all streamlined, right?
Yeah, because even if they were responding to your
I'd have to do it twice, though. Yeah,
they would go and say, "Hey, you should check out this hotel," because they really don't remember all the information on the top. So they go to Bing, they type it in, they get it, they copy and paste the URL, they go back to Facebook, they say, "Hey, this is where I stayed." They paste it in place. It's a lot of duct tape. So all we've done is basically remove the duct tape.
That's really useful.
And even more than that, we help pick the friends out of all of your friends in Facebook that might be the ones that know the most about Disneyland.
And how do you do that?
If you have friends that
that have worked at Disneyland, that have vacationed there, like Disneyland's page. Yep. Things like that.
Yeah. Ooh, I like it.
Predominance of their photos have Mickey Mouse t-shirts on.
Are you serious?
It's that smart. No.
No, it's not.
Not quite that smart yet, but
I don't know. We have photo recognition. What do I know?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, cool. Well, do you guys want to get into some of these questions?
Yeah, sure. Sounds great.
All right, so a lot I think will be addressed towards you, Robert, because there's a lot about design. People are curious. First one is, this looks way too similar to Google.
Well, I think what you'll find is that when you strip away all the Chrome that's going on around the page, like all of our graphics that we had, our strips and our gradients and things like that, the core that you really focus on here now is the algo, which there's no question that Google's algos and our algos are very similar. It's that we do a ton of testing to figure out how much spacing, which color, which size, and we have scorecards that we can look at to tell you which ones are the most effective. I'm guessing, just guessing, Google does the same thing.
Right.
So there's probably a very set parameter that you can put around the typography and the legibility rules that will come back and say, if you do this, you will get better feedback. And I think what we're doing is we're finding two groups, running millions, if not billions, of queries through the same sorts of tests and finding that, yeah, there are some legibility rules that are going to appear. Once we removed all of the other Chrome that might have distracted from the similarities of those core things, it becomes more apparent that they're more similar than not.
Right, sort of like saying, well, Burger King looks like McDonald's. Well, it's because it works.
Yeah, and they both make burgers.
And they both make burgers. They're both search engines.
Yeah.
All right, well.
One thing that's interesting is we tried 120 in Mountain View and then probably another 60 in Metallica, so 180. 180 different flights of different variations of what this could look like, and this is the final result of all of that. So that's a lot of A-B testing.
Yeah.
So it's not always us driving what it should look like. It's us coming up with options and using kind of customer feedback to help steer us in the right direction.
So this is sort of, this is what the people wanted.
That's exactly right.
You know what though? It's not what they say they want. It's what they actually click on and
do.
So that's the difference between the quant and the qual here on the data analysis. With the quant analysis, you look at it and say, they're not saying they prefer something. It's through their actions, because we're looking at all sorts of data about the quick backs and how quickly they come back if something's successful, the revenue drops and increases and the click-through rates. So this is one of those things where you could ask 1,000 people, do you think that the time filter on the left is really useful?
Right.
You'll find people saying, I love it, I love it, I love it.
But they don't
use
the
data says no. Yeah. That you only use it a
fraction. So you know what we want better than we know ourselves.
We know what you do.
Either way,
I like it. All right, somebody here mentioned that he really liked the search tools in the left rail, thought they were valuable. Please bring them back. What do you have to say to that?
No. No.
Next.
We're not bringing them back to the left rail. What we're going to do is we have an area on our SERP that is allocated for contextual filters and things like that. We are going to be bringing it back, but we're going to bring it back in alignment with the algos. And so the left rail will always remain clear, because we want that pure visual scan line that really brings people through the search down into the query.
Okay.
So he's completely right that it's valuable. In fact, some of the things they're talking about, most of them have already been implemented and will be live as soon as it goes out to the masses. But there are a couple of bugs I think that we're still fixing.
Yep.
But we're not getting rid of the functionality. We're only bringing it up when we have the context necessary to drive it.
So it will be available, just not, maybe not how he's used to
completely
accessing it.
Yeah. Well, in the past, those things are almost always up there, even when they're not relevant to the content. We're bringing them up when they're more relevant.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to a little positive comment. JJTG wants to know, when can I expect to see this beautiful piece of work in the UK?
So we are working very hard to roll out some of these updates internationally over the summer. So folks should see this start to roll out to new markets in the summer.
Okay. Yeah. That's soon.
That is soon.
You gotta get to work.
Yeah.
All right. Where is the narrow by date?
That's one of those filters we just talked about.
Yes. So the narrow by date, again, that was one that triggered pretty broadly for a lot of range of queries.
Mm-hmm.
What we've done is gotten smarter about when it triggers, and that will start appearing right up here in our filter bar in the next couple weeks as soon as that flight goes live.
Okay, so I think people, what they need to realize is this is just kind of a beta version and this isn't final product and things are still changing.
So it's not necessarily the beta version. This is the full version.
It says beta.
It should say preview.
That's just because we're on CorpNet.
Gotcha.
That's right.
But most people won't see this. They'll just see the normal Bing. But we actually have just changed to shipping daily. So it's not so much that the product is not in beta, it's just not final. We're always adding more things to it. And we always have a set of things in the pipeline that are on the way out. And the narrow by filter is one of those that's a few weeks out, but it is coming back.
And are you constantly planning on being in this state of sort of renovation? So you'll always be making updates and based on feedback from customers?
Yes.
One of the reasons why we stripped it so dramatically is because we do see it as the new baseline moving forward, and that as we add features, we want to add them really thoughtfully and make sure that the hierarchies are held true. Because what can happen over time, and what happened with our old site, was you have a core focus for one shipment or for one shipping version, and then you add a couple of new features, and you add a new features, and you don't necessarily deprecate the things that should be based off of usage. Sometimes you hit it right on target, and something you wanted to ship was incredibly popular, and it stays popular. Other times, your assumptions don't hold, and they end up not being popular, but they still hold that place.
Right.
We stripped this to the bare bones so that we knew coming back in that we could build on top of it. So we'll continue to make improvements and add new features to this.
All right, that makes sense. A few people here mentioned they think there's too much space on the right, too much white space on the right, too little on the left, it looks unbalanced, it looks too simple. What do you say to that?
So there's a lot of feedback actually internally about that as well. So at Microsoft, we all have 20-inch, 30-inch monitors sometimes. Yeah, it's required for what we do. And before we released the sidebar, it looked especially vacant on the right-hand side. So a lot of that feedback came in before we shipped the sidebar, and now that it's there, it kind of really fills up that space. That said, we are continuing. That's one of the items in our pipeline. And over the next month or so, we should see a lot more done to address just kind of the sizing and being more dynamic to your monitor size.
So basically, when we designed the framework, we designed it to be flexible and to work on many different monitors. But as we got closer to shipping, we had to obviously cut certain things we were doing. And so some of the flexibility items we cut, knowing full well that with being able to ship daily, we can bring those things back.
That's amazing.
As we
ship
forward.
Daily.
Exactly.
Do you rest? Do you get sleep ever? Or should I say your engineers?
No comment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about accessibility. Is there any sort of updates or changes being made there? There have been a few comments on lack of accessibility.
So there was a gentleman on our blog who left a very thorough, very great comment letting us know we did miss a few things in this last update with respect to accessibility. So a bunch of folks in our team have installed screen readers, and we've gone in. We've got a bunch of bugs that should be going out in the next week or so to fix, a bunch of fixes that should be going out in the next week or so.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Good. You guys are on top of things. What about previews for the web pages? Dan Tan Daman misses them.
Yes, there's used to be a feature that we had called Hover Preview.
Yeah.
And that is on the right-hand side of every algo result. We used to pop open this thing and give you a little snippet about that website. We found that very, very, very few people used that. Except when you sliced and diced the numbers, there were a few websites where people used it a lot, and then a lot of websites where people didn't use it much at all. So what we've done is we've taken those websites where people use a lot, and we've doubled down, basically. And that's where you see this Expando feature right here, where we extract much more useful information to allow you to kind of compare results. And I don't know if you can open that guy. There. Great.
Okay.
So we're actually extracting reviews from across the web, aggregating them about this restaurant. We've taken the feature away from everywhere where it may or may not have been useful, and we've really focused on the sites where it is being used and tried to make it much better.
So again, not completely gone.
Not completely gone.
Just altered.
Yep. Exactly.
All right, I'm going to read.
And more contextual.
And more, yep.
When it's relevant, it's there, and when it's not relevant, we really minimize that amount of noise.
Okay, I'm going to read this one verbatim here. This person is upset about the cash page button. I don't like that I have to click that drop down arrow to use it. It should pop out automatically or be seen below by the link.
I think this is a Microsoft engineer who used our forums to post there. Yeah. So there is, there back from my webmaster days, there is very much a valid reason to use the cache page. The problem is when you look at our numbers, very few people use it all up. I think it's 0.00, and then we don't count after that many zeros. So very few people use it. But we didn't want to get rid of it because it is a really useful feature for some folks. But we didn't want it to take up as much screen real estate. It's like another blue link screaming at you from every result.
Too much going on.
Too much noise, yeah. So we've created what we call the URL toolbox, or the toolbox, to put the cache page. So translate this link will go in there when it's available or when it makes sense. And we have a few other kind of tools that we're going to stick in there in the future as well.
And we didn't want to do it on rollover for the hover because we didn't want people as they're guiding through the page to have that thing pop up accidentally and cover content
exactly.
When the reality is it's hardly ever used.
Yep.
Okay, understood. Yep. Well, Zarzi community appreciates the efforts of the teams who worked on this new look. But sad to say, it lacks glare, and he goes on and on to talk about lacking combination of colors, and nothing's eye-grabbing, and overall, it's an eyesore. What would you say to that?
Well, we appreciate all comments.
He's That's not great. The kindest in his comments, but you know, let's address it.
You know what I'll do is I'll just tell a little story. When we first presented this as one of the options, because we had many, many different options we were looking at when we were doing the redesign, is there was a lot of very visceral response, even internally. Some people were very much,
They don't like change. How do you know that?
I've heard that. And so one of the things I asked the team as a whole was to not really make any comments for the first few weeks, just to really look at it and live with it, and then come back. And then when they came back, I didn't want to know what they liked or didn't like. I wanted to know what worked and didn't work. So that it was more about analyzing it as a whole experience and not just do I like this visually, because we can never design something that everybody likes.
Yeah.
And if you get something that people all go, it's all right, then usually there's nothing interesting about it to begin with. So I was okay with the polarizing comments, and I figured we would have them on both sides. But once people started, even internally, some PMs and developers who were very much against the balance and the color and the starkness, after a while, they went back and said, you know, when I go to the old one, it just feels so cluttered and so busy. And they had a hard time looking at it in the same light. And we actually got some of our strongest supporters from the people who were most vocal to begin with.
Against it.
Against it.
Do you find some of your harshest critics here in Microsoft, or is it once you publish externally?
We've got some very strong critics inside Microsoft.
I would say we have some very, very strong ones inside.
Yeah, so you're just getting it from all around.
But that's great. That just means people are passionate about their views, and all we can do is take that information and learn from it and grow
absolutely.
From it and get an understanding of what we're doing.
Good, good, good. Get a thick skin. Aliosis wants to know, why do searches now pop up in a new window instead of the same window?
Ah, that's a homepage.
Yeah, he said he's set Bing to his homepage.
So that was just a test, basically, that we were doing to figure out whether or not. This is an interesting one, and because the numbers say it's the right thing to do, but from a user experience point of view, it goes against what we've learned, which is users want to have control. But when we talked earlier about I can tell what you do, not what you think you want, it is substantially better from a success metric than so many of the tests we do. But in the end, we decided that the break over the UX paradigm wasn't worth it. And so we aren't going to ship that. But that person was obviously on a flight where we were testing it.
Okay. Well, he's a big Bing fan then. Danny Sullivan wants to know, why did you move social annotations to the left side?
So when we first started doing social annotations, we had just a couple. And they would appear here and there. And they would really help people inform the click. And we saw a better what we call session success rate, where people would click a link and they would enjoy that link more. Mm-hmm. As the density of these increased, we figured we had to do something different. We figured we had to do something different to make sure that we didn't add clutter to the page. So we created the idea of the personalization indicator. And this is it's a little, what would you call it, icon?
It's an icon.
It's a control. It's an icon to the left of the result that lets you know that that result is specialized for you somehow.
Somehow, yeah. It's not necessarily just social.
Exactly. So today we put if your friends like it on Facebook or like a domain or like something similar, we put that content there. Also, if an item is trending on Twitter or trending on Facebook, we'll put a notification into there as well. And there's another set of types of signals that we're thinking about putting in there, but those will be coming out in the next weeks and months.
Sounds good. I think we've sort of fielded the bulk of what people are saying out there and the buzz from the message boards and forums and stuff. Is there anything that you guys wanted to add and information that you felt you should put out there so people know?
So one thing I'd like to add is there was a lot of comments about this release, and we all spent a lot of time pouring through the comments, pouring through the articles, and we just really appreciate all the constructive thought that has gone on. And there were some really, really good discussions out there.
Yeah.
So we appreciate the feedback tremendously.
Well, absolutely. I think you guys have done a great job, and I look forward to your daily updates. Is there somewhere people can go where they can look and see what changes are being made each day? Is there like
a good question.
A Bing blog?
You know, we have a Bing blog.
There is a Bing blog.
I don't think maybe we would have to post on a daily basis.
Yeah,
what
we should
we're changing.
Probably post more.
That's a great idea.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just here to give you more work. As long as I don't have to do it,
yeah.
I'll take credit for the idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Thank you so much. And feel free to come back and stop by Channel 9 for your next big launch.
Great.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. Thank you.